Hey, are you awake? I'm sorry to disturb you. I just wanted to say goodnight to my little brother. And maybe show off the costume I wore to the Halloween party tonight. You didn't get a chance to see it before I left. I'm really proud of it. It's not something I would normally wear. Do you know what I'm supposed to be? I'm a sexy demon girl who preys on unsuspecting men in their sleep. A succubus. You think my wings and tail look cool? Everyone at the party thought so. The other girls were really jealous. But I kept wondering what you would say. You know so much about the world of fantasy creatures from your anime shows and, what do you call them? Mango books? do I look like one of the characters from your stories? Is my makeup right? You probably can't see too well with me just standing in the doorway. No need to turn on the light. I'll walk over to your bed. I tried not to overdo it, but I think my black lipstick and eyeshadow really pop. My costume is well-fitting, to say the least. It definitely shows off my curves. The bottoms really hug my ass, and the corset is pretty constrictive. My favorite part is the tail. I like to hold it in my hands like this and stroke it up and down. It gets me all tingling down there. But what I really love about this costume is how powerful and seductive it makes me feel. I can see why you'd be into this sort of thing. I don't want to take it off. It feels like it's bringing out some sort of dark magic in me. Let me show you. Look into my eyes, little brother. You are not going to move or make a sound. You're just going to lay there and pretend this is all just a dream. You're under my spell now. I'm going to reach under the covers and wrap my hand around your hard, pulsating cock. Did you think I wasn't going to notice your huge erection poking out of the sheets this whole time? It feels so warm. And keep staring into my eyes. Listen to me carefully. I may look and sound like your sister, but I'm not. I've simply taken her form to get closer to you. I'm a demon from hell who needs to drain you. Your balls are full of cum, and it's all going to be mine. Look at you. You're utterly paralyzed. The only thing you can control are your eyes and cock. Don't be nervous. You're in for a real treat tonight. Your pre-cum is running down my hand and dripping down your balls. That's right, let it lubricate your cock as I stroke it. I'm going to crawl into bed next to you, okay? I now command you to lower your eyes and stare at my heaving breasts. You don't have to sneak glances at them when I'm not looking, like you usually do. Get lost in them now. You've never seen your sister's breasts look so big, have you? The corset really smushes them together, and they're practically bursting at the seams. Imagine your cock sliding up and down between your sister's tits, or them pressed against your face, with my hair draped over you. Oh, what's the matter, little brother? Your cock is growing bigger in my hand, but your eyes look so confused. Are you shocked by what's happening? What I'm saying? Remember, the sister that you know, the one who plays softball and sings in the choir, she's not here right now. But I do have her body. I chose it for a reason. Because I know your dark secret. I can read your mind. It's one of my special powers. You want to fuck your sister. You've wanted to for some time. Oh, don't be ashamed. Your sister, too, has fantasized about fucking you. You think you're the only horny pervert in the house? Oh, she could never actually do it, though. She's a good girl, right? But I'm a depraved, evil demon who needs semen to live. I could make you come in so many different ways. But not yet. If I'm going to drain the life force out of you, I need to build up as much cum as I can. When I'm done with you, you're not even going to be able to get out of bed tomorrow. Mom might even call the doctor. She's going to be so worried. But I'm going to be full of energy in the morning. I'll be stronger than I ever was before. You know, I wouldn't be much of a succubus if I didn't do some sucking, right? That's it. Watch me use your sister's lips to make out with your cock. That's it, little brother. Give me all of your pre-cum. Let it stain my lips. Let it coat my tongue. Your ball sack is so tight, I could fit all of it in my mouth. Fuck, you feel so good in my mouth. You like the way my tongue traces over your balls? And the way it feels when I lick all the way up your shaft and suck on the head? I want your cum so bad, you have no idea. The taste of your cock is making my appetite insatiable. You see, you can't think of me as being human. I'm more beast than girl. That's why I'm devouring your cock like a hungry animal. I like seeing how much drool I can get extending from the tip of your cock to my tongue. Getting your cock and balls nice and wet with my spit is a key part of the ritual. Your pre-cum tastes so good, too. Just that little bit of sexual power is enough to make my wings tingle. Okay, that's enough. I think you're getting too close, and this is not the time. Nor the way I want it. I'm going to shove this cock in my pussy and ride you until you give me a delicious, warm, and tasty cream pie. But only after I give you permission. When I've summoned all the cum inside you, only then will you be allowed to explode inside your sister's pussy. Come here. Fuck me, Satan, that feels good. Oh, fuck. I'm just gonna grind on you a little bit so you don't come too fast, okay? I am in complete control. I can use your body however I please. And if I start fucking you hard, like this, fuck, and then you just need to lie there and take it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, Do you like to see my wings flap up and down as I pound your cock? I know you do. Maybe it's time I unleash my breasts onto you, for you to see them in all their hellish glory. Let me untie the front of my corset. Now they're free. Oh, that really stiffened your cock. You want to suck them so badly, don't you? But you're paralyzed. Instead, you can watch me lick and suckle them. Didn't know I could do that, did you? It's one of the many benefits of having full, voluptuous breasts. Fuck. Your balls must be getting so swollen, seeing your sister tongue her hard nipples with your cock inside of her. Poor little brother. Oh, I know it hurts, but this horny succubus is much too greedy to spare you now. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so good. Better than I expected. And how does my tight, wet succubus pussy feel? Sinfully good. Fuck. You know what else I can suck on? My tail. I'll give my tail a nice titty fuck while I lick the tip. I told you my tail was my favorite part, and it's so sensitive. It must be how your cock feels right now, sliding in and out of me. My wet pussy was made to be your pleasure palace. Oh, fuck. It keeps slipping out of me. I'm so wet. Oh, you poor thing, being deprived of my pussy for even a second. Wait. Do you hear that? Oh, it sounds like Mom's awake. You're getting worried, aren't you? I mean, if she leaves her bedroom, she could easily catch us. Your door is still open and the hallway light is on. Mom could walk by and find me straddling you, with my big tits bouncing in your face. Oh, but don't worry, if she does, I'll hypnotize her. I'll have that bitch stand by the door with her hand down her panties, fingering her pussy as she watches her demon girl corrupt her innocent son. That woman has no power over you. I'm your mommy now, and mommy's gonna milk you so good. I can feel your cock twitching, but don't come yet, baby boy. Mommy's gonna help you last a little bit longer. You see, if I come, my pussy will squeeze your cock real tight, and that should stop the flow. And I can come whenever I want. It's another one of my special powers. I can make myself come by seeing into the future. I just have to close my eyes and envision the moment when you unload your hot, sticky cum inside me. Oh, my mind can travel anywhere. I can even see the cum draining from your balls and filling up my pussy. It's giving me goosebumps, watching my creamy dessert being made. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck, yes, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Feel me squirt around you, drenching your cock. Oh, I know you're jealous that I got to climax, but not you. You look to be in so much pain holding back all that cum. Just a little bit more, little brother, I promise. I'll give you a spoiler of what's going to happen. Something else I saw in my vision. When you shoot your load into me, my face is going to go full ahigao. My tongue will be out drooling, my eyes rolling in the back of my head, my arms pushing my titties close together. For there is no greater thrill than when a succubus drinks up a whole pint of cum through her pussy. Fuck, your cock is so hard for me. How often did you fantasize about this? About your own sweet big sister riding your cock like a depraved slut. Is it everything you imagined? Everything you dreamed of? Late at night, scrolling through family photos and fucking your fist to the side of my smile, thinking about how I'd love drenched in your cum. Fuck, I think it's time now. If I continue like this, your mind might break, and I won't be able to control you anymore. Look into my eyes. Your sex master commands you to pump me so full of cum that it'll taste it at the back of my throat. I worked hard summoning all that cum inside you. I deserve it. Release it into me. Give me your life force. Complete my dominion over you. Yes. Yes, I feel your cock throbbing and shooting inside me. Let it all out. Oh, God, it's so much. It's going to make me cum. It's so much. The deed is now done. I release you from my spell. Your cum has made me quite powerful. Who knows what else I'll be capable of. Get some rest now. It's going to take a while for you to recover. If Mom asks why you're so tired tomorrow, just tell her the truth. That you were haunted by a demon who sucked your soul away. Happy Halloween.